Bhaktavrinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Who is our translator this evening?
Maharaj, it's Surabhi Devadasi. Next time is Manini Radha. Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Can you hear me? Guru Maharaj.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now it's okay. But just a moment ago, we cannot hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now it's okay. Yeah, good.
Okay. You're the translator this evening?
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
Okay. You're going to need to speak a little louder. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. Now it's okay.
A little better. Still, maybe we need to adjust the volume on this end, but I think you could speak a little louder. Then I can hear you better.
Oh, sure. Yeah. How about now?
Better. Yeah. Thank you. Oh,
thank you. Ooh. Sorry, Guru Maharaj. We cannot hear you now. Manini Radha, 你能听到Guru讲? Guru Maharaj 讲话吗？
听不见， 好像是那边可能出了些问题。
Guru Maharaj, maybe on your side the sound system, something wrong with the sound system. All of us cannot hear you.
Can you hear me now, Surabhi?
Yes. Now, can.
Oh, Surabhi.
Hare Krishna, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me or no?
Can. Yes, I can hear you. It seems that you can. Oh, okay. You can hear me, Guru Maharaj?
Let us begin. We're having some technology problem. Let them know.
Oh, Guru Maharaj.
Can you hear me?
It shows that the connection on your side is very weak. And your voice is streaming now.
Can you hear me better now? Is it better or same?
Now it's better at this moment. Technology has a lot of tricks on us. What to do?
Please explain to the devotees.
Yes.
That on this end we had a little technology problem, and it seems to have been sorted out by the mercy of Krishna.
Yes.
And we're ready to begin.
Yeah. 刚才呢, 在Guru Maharaj那边出现了一点技术上的这个问题 需要去解决, 但急着Krishna的仁慈现在问题解决了。 我们现在开始。 Yes, Guru Maharaj, please continue.
All around the world, we have been observing Gita Jayanti.
现在全世界的奉献者, 我们都在去一起荣耀着, 曾经前两天荣耀者
Gita Jayanti means
Gita Jayanti
Gita Jayanti means celebrating when Bhagavad Gita was first spoken by Krishna to Arjuna.
Gita Jayanti 的意思是去庆祝主 Chaitanya 主 Krishna 第一次将薄伽梵歌传授给 Arjuna.
Very expertly, Krishna selected a very auspicious day for speaking Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna 他非常巧妙地选择了那一天讲述圣典薄伽梵歌。
The day that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita was not only an Ekadasi, but Moksha the Ekadasi.
Krishna 讲述薄伽梵歌的那一天呢，是 Buddhika Ekadasi 的那一天。
You all know the meaning of moksha, it means liberation.
啊，是 moksha, Ekadasi 的那一天，大家都知道 moksha 的意思。moksha 的意思是解脱。
And when you add the sound da, it means that day that gives moksha, moksha da Ekadasi.
Da 的意思是就在那一天会赐予解脱，所以那一天被称为。Moksha da Ekadasi.
When Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to liberate Arjuna and to liberate us by liberating Arjuna.
Krishna 讲述薄伽梵歌，通过向 Arjuna 讲述薄伽梵歌，来让 Arjuna 获得超脱。通过向 Arjuna 讲述薄伽梵歌，也使我们大家获得超脱，获得解脱。
Some of you are known.
你们大家可能知道。
There's a saying.That explains when the mother-in-law wants to instruct her daughter-in-law, she instructs the daughter in the presence of the daughter-in-law.
嗯，大家都知道这样的一个说法，当做婆婆的去训示或教导媳妇的时候，她会当着媳妇的面去教导自己的女儿。
For a mother to instruct her daughter, that's very natural.
因为妈妈去教导自己的女儿，这是非常自然而然的事情。
And sometimes mothers-in-law are very socially sensitive, so they don't want to disturb their daughter-in-law, but they want to instruct them.
有的时候做婆婆的她会有这种社交关系的这种敏感，她不想通过自己直接的去教导自己的这个媳妇来让或许会给媳妇造成一种内心的打扰，所以她有的时候不会直接的去教导自己的儿媳妇。
So a cultured mother being socially sensitive,They instruct the daughter in the presence of the daughter-in-law for some teaching that's intended for the daughter-in-law.
那么一个有这样的婆婆呢，她由于有这种社交关系的这种敏感的这种敏感程度，所以呢，她会当着儿媳妇的面去把想要教授给儿媳妇的一番教导。当着儿媳妇的面教授给自己的女儿。
In a similar way, this example is given to explain Krishna's instructing Arjuna.
同样的，当 Krishna 将薄伽梵歌讲述给 Arjuna 的时候，也运用了这个例子，也举了这个例子。
The instruction is meant for us.
实际上 Krishna 的教导是为我们而设的，是为我们而做出来的。
to instruct us about liberation or perfection of life, Krishna is instructing his dear friend Arjuna.
Krishna 为了教导我们怎么样获得人生的目标，获得解脱，他通过教导，将这些教导传授给他心爱的奉献者 Arjuna 来传授给我们。
Arjuna is very attached to Krishna, and Krishna is very attached to Arjuna. They're inseparable associates. Wherever Krishna goes, there's Arjuna.
Arjuna 非常的依恋 Krishna, 而 Krishna 也非常的依恋 Arjuna. 他们是形影不离的。无论 Krishna 在哪， Arjuna 都会在 Krishna 身边与他相伴相随。
In one sense, Arjuna doesn't need any instruction because he's a perfected soul.
一方面 ,Arjuna 是不需要任何的教导或训示的，因为 Arjuna 已经是一位解脱完美的灵魂。
However, to assist Krishna in giving instructions to us, Arjuna takes the position of one who is bewildered like us.
但是为了协助让我们从中获得这样的真正的教导，那么Arjuna他扮演了处在获得境界当中的
celebration for Krishna is giving instructions to Arjuna, which means Krishna is giving instructions to us.
Gita Jayanti 就是庆祝 Krishna 将这番教导传授给 Arjuna, 实际上这番教导是传授给我们的，教授给我们的。
To complete the entire Bhagavad Gita, it just takes a few hours.
那么要讲述完整部《博伽梵歌》呢，需要几个小时。
To understand Bhagavad Gita may take us years and years and maybe lifetimes.
但是呢，对于我们来说，要想真正的理解整部《博伽梵歌》，可能我们需要花一副又一年的时间，或者甚至一辈子的时间去了解。
Just by hearing the instruction of Bhagavad Gita from the proper source, again and again, the qualification to understand Bhagavad Gita descends upon that soul.
只是我们通过从正确的来源那里一次又一次的不断的去聆听，那么我们对这种理解，正确的理解就会被赐予聆听，从正确的来源聆听这番教导的灵魂身上。
For this evening's discussion, I thought to take the first verse of chapter 4 and explain it a little.
那么为了今天晚上的讲课，我选择了圣典《博伽梵歌》第四章第一诗节来进行一点讨论。
The first verse of chapter 4 explains the history of Bhagavad Gita.
博伽梵歌第四章第一诗节讲述的是博伽梵歌的历史。
Commonly, when we are asked how old is Bhagavad Gita, we will say over 5,000 years old is the history of Bhagavad Gita.
通常情况下，当有人问我们《博伽梵歌》的历史的时候，我们通常会回答到，在几千年以前，《博伽梵歌》被讲述了，啊，会向别人讲述这样的历史。
However, when you read the first verse of chapter 4 purport, you'll find out it's much older than 5,000 years.
但是当我们去阅读到《博伽梵歌》第四章第一诗节的时候，我们阅读其中的要旨的时候，我们发现《博伽梵歌》的讲述远远在五千年以前，早于五千年以前。
Let's go backwards in time from when Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna.
我们现在回到 Krishna 在五千年前向 Arjuna 讲述《博伽梵歌》。 的那个时候。
Krishna says, long ago, this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita was instructed to Ikshvaku, the son of Manu.
Krishna 对Arjuna说到，在很久很久以前，这门薄伽梵歌的知识被传授给了 Ikshvaku, 人类的。
Some of you went with us to visit Ayodhya.
其中的一些奉献者曾经去拜访过 Ayodhya。
Ayodhya was the capital of Ikshvaku.
Ayodhya 是 Ikshvaku 的首府。
Ikshvaku was given the domain or rulership of Ayodhya by his father Manu.
Ikshvaku 被他的父亲 Manu 将王位和统治权传授给了 Ikshvaku。
Manu's kingdom is much bigger than the earth.
Manu 们的王国比地球这个王国要大得多。
One small portion of Manu's kingdom was the earthly planet, and he gave kingship over the earthly planet to his son Ikshvaku.
在 Manu 统治的重大的领域当中， Manu 将其中的一小块这个地球的统治权传递给他的 Ikshvaku。
Manu arranged the construction of the palace in Ayodhya and gave the palace and the kingdom to his son Ikshvaku。
Manu 在 Ayodhya 建立了宫殿，并且呢，将这座宫殿给予了他的儿子 Ikshvaku。
When you read the purport of this verse, you'll find reference to Mahabharata when Ikshvaku was instructed Bhagavad Gita by Manu。
当你去阅读薄伽梵歌第四章第一师节的要旨的时候，我们就能够阅读到在什么时候 Manu 将这个薄伽梵歌的教导传授给了他的儿子 Ikshvaku。
Don't mind me, this is just a little history lesson this evening。
我们今天晚上关于这一个部分会讲述到关于薄伽梵歌的历史。
Mahabharata says at the beginning of Chaitanya Yuga is when Ikshvaku received knowledge of Bhagavad Gita from his father.
在 Mahabharata 当中说到了，在推坦年代一开始的时候， Ikshvaku Manu 就将这门薄伽梵歌的知识传授给了 Ikshvaku。
Rather thangoing through all the math calculations, we find in the purport that was over 1,200,000 years ago, Manu heard Bhagavad Gita, Ikshvaku heard Bhagavad Gita.
那么我们在要旨里面去按照数字的计算，可以算出来，在远在120万年以前，Manu 将薄伽梵歌的教导传授给了他的儿子 Ikshvaku。
Then let's go further, so we can say Bhagavad Gita is 1,200,000 years old. That's long, that's very old. You have ancient wisdom in China, it doesn't match that number.
那么我们从中就可以了解到了，远在120万年以前，薄伽梵歌就已经被Manu 传授给了 Ikshvaku， 就在远在120万年以前就已经被讲述了。
Now when did Manu receive this knowledge from his father, Vivaswan?
我们从中也了解到了 Manu 他从他的父亲 Vivaswan 那里获得了薄伽梵歌的教导。
We can look at the total duration of the life of one Manu and do some mathematical calculation, and we find out that Manu received this knowledge 120 million years ago.
我们如果按照数据的计算的话, Manu 他是在已经 就是一亿两千万，一亿两千零四十万年以前就已经聆听到了这门超然的知识，这门博家传。So
now, if somebody asks you how old is Bhagavad Gita, you can say 120 million years old.
那么，如果现在有人问你博家梵歌的历史到底有多么？ 悠久了，你就可以告诉，你可以这么回答他：博伽梵歌的历史早在120万年以前就被讲述了。你可以这么回答。
And before that, Manu received the knowledge. Excuse me, Vivaswami received the knowledge from Krishna.
而且远在这之前 ，Ikshvaku 从 Vivaswan 从 Krishna 那里获得了博伽梵歌的教导。
How many years ago was that?
那这太阳神 Vivaswan 是在多少年以前从 Krishna 那里获得博伽梵歌的教导呢？
Well, the sun god had to exist from the very early stages of this universe.
在那个时候，太阳神在这个创造之初，存在着。So
however old is the universe, Bhagavad Gita is that old.
那么这个宇宙存在了多少年，博伽梵歌就存在了多少年。What
about before the universe existed? Did Bhagavad Gita exist?
那么，甚至在宇宙被创造之前， 博伽梵歌就已经存在了。
And the answer is yes. Bhagavad Gita is eternal. How old is Bhagavad Gita? It's eternal.
所以回答是这样的， 是的， 博伽梵歌是永恒的， 它永恒存在。
That's pretty impressive, isn't it? Knowledge that you have in your home in the form of Bhagavad Gita in a written printed book is eternal.
所以这是非常令人惊讶叹为观止的，是不是？我们这个现在已被印刷出来的文字形式呈现的博伽梵歌，放在我们家的博伽梵歌，放在大家的家中的博伽梵歌，是这门知识是永恒长存的。 难道这不令人惊讶吗？
That very same knowledge of Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna to Arjuna.
这同样的博伽梵歌的教导， Krishna 传授给了 Arjuna.
And we're celebrating Gita Jayanti in honor of Krishna's kindness to give that eternal knowledge to people of this world in our present day.
所以我们庆祝 Gita Jayanti, 来庆祝 Krishna 如此慷慨仁慈的在那一天将博伽梵歌的教导传授给了全世界的所有的人类，将这门超然的知识传授给了全世界的所有的人类。
What is that knowledge that we're celebrating so much?
那么这个如此去庆祝的这门知识是什么呢？
Let's do a little overview of the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita.
我们现在来去概述一下博伽梵歌的教导。
We can say the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is confidential, more confidential, and most confidential.
我们可以这样来概述博伽梵歌的知识， 它是机密的知识，很机密的知识，最为机密的知识。它是机密的知识，更加机密的知识和最为机密的知识。Sorry, good night.
Confidential knowledge starts with knowing who you are.
机密的知识是始于去了解我们到底是谁。
One of the obstacles, one of the greatest obstacles in knowing who you are is attachment to thinking that you're something that you are not.
我们去正确的了解我们是谁的过程当中所遇到的巨大的障碍和困难，就是我们不知道我们不是什么，我们依附我们不是什么。
We think wrongly about our self-identity due to false ego.
我们通常把自己认同于我们的假自我。
The spiritual conception requires removing the material conception.
所以要想真正的了解我们是谁的话，我们应该去去除掉我们对自我的虚假的认同和了解。
The spiritual conception is that I am the soul, the spark of life within the body, and the material conception is thinking of oneself as the coverings of that soul.
对自我真正自我的灵性的概念就是我们是灵属灵的灵魂，我们是存在于这个躯体当中的灵性的火花灵魂，而物质的对生命的自我的物质的概念，那就是我们把自己认同于覆盖这个灵性火花的各种覆盖物。
In the language of Bhagavad Gita,That's called Brahma-bhuta, knowing that you are the eternal soul.
用不见梵歌的语言来说，这被称为 Brahma-bhuta, 我们了解到我们是灵魂，而不是这个物质躯体。
When one attains the Brahma-bhuta stage of knowing who you are, there's great joy of prasanna.
那么当一个人到达了真达了我们了解我当一个人真达了 Brahma Buddha 层面去了解到我们是谁的时候，他就能够从中获得巨大的喜悦。
No more hunting, no more lamenting.
他不再有任何的渴求，不再有任何的悲伤。
Seeing all living entities with equal vision.
他会以平等的视野去看待众生。
And then the stage of pure devotional service is yours.
那么然后他就会真达到纯粹奉爱服务的层面，并且从中获得巨大的喜悦。
It's through the medium of pure devotional serviceThat one can then understand the more confidential and most confidential messages of Bhagavad Gita.
当一个人真达了纯粹奉爱服务的层面的时候，他就能够去更加深入的了解更为机密的知识，更最为机密的知识。
Krishna is very kind.
Krishna 非常的仁爱仁慈。
He engages us in devotional service to him, even when we're acting through false ego and have misconceptions.
虽然我们仍然认同于我们的虚假的自我啊假自我，虽然我们还带着关于生命的物质的概念，但是 Krishna 是如此的仁慈，依然让我们去从事对他的奉爱服务。
Krishna is very merciful.
Krishna 是如此的仁慈。
An aspect of his mercy is bhakti or service to him.
那么对他的仁慈的一方面就体现在了 Bhakti 对他的奉爱服务。
Gradually we can come to understand and live our life in a more confidential way. That is, it's not only we are spirit soul, but we're part and parcel of a supreme spiritual entity.
逐渐逐渐的，一个人就会进入到最更为机密，去了解更为机密的知识的境界当中，不仅了解到我们是属灵的灵魂，而且了解到我们是至尊生命体、至尊灵魂的所属部分。
Not only the body has within it a spirit soul, and another supreme soul also is residing within this very body that we're within.
在那种境界当中，我们不仅了解到处在这个躯体当中的我们的真正的自我个体灵魂，而且能够了解到至尊的灵魂也寓居在这个身体当中，跟我们相伴。
We are not alone.
我们不是独自孤独一人的，我们不是孤独一人的。
We have a constant companion.
我们身边有一个永恒的同伴。
Our dearest friend is Paramatma.
我们最亲密的朋友就是 Paramatma, 超灵。
In the scriptures, it is said that the spiritual master is the external manifestation of that dearest friend, Paramatma.
在经典当中说到了，灵性导师是我们永恒的同伴 Paramatma 的外在的展示。外在的代表。
In this way, we can say your dearest friend is the super soul within your heart, and your dearest friend is your spiritual master.
所以，我们可以这样说：我们最亲密的朋友是我们心中的 Paramatma， 我们最亲密的朋友是我们的灵性导师。
That is more confidential knowledge disclosed in Bhagavad Gita.
这就是博伽梵歌向我们揭示的更为机密的知识。
And the most confidential knowledge you'll find in Chapter 9, Bhagavad Gita.
最为机密的知识，我们可以在博伽梵歌的第九章里能够阅读到、找到。
And that most confidential knowledge.Is understanding and realizing the Bhagavan or personal feature.
而这最为精的知识就是去觉悟了解到八个万至尊人格守神的八个万人格特征。
All of these truths are eternal, but simply forgotten.
所有的这些都是永恒存在的这些知识。
Not only this knowledge is already within us, but the stage of love of God, love for Krishna, is within us in a seed-like dormant state.
所有的这些知识都已经存在于我们的心中，所关于和 Krishna, 至尊人格守神 Krishna 的各种的关系爱的关系的知识也已经存在于我们心中，但是现在是以种子的形式，以处在一种休眠状态的种子的形式存在着，需要被唤醒。
Our hearing Bhagavad Gita is meant to awaken that dormant love of God in a natural way.
我们聆听博伽梵歌的教导就是去让我们处在休眠状态当中的这个种子被得以唤醒，自然而然的得以唤醒。
The natural way is through sound.
自然的方式就是通过音振聆听的方式。
Just like a person who is asleep becomes awakened when they hear their alarm ring or some other sound vibration.
就像是一个处在睡眠当中的人，当他听到闹钟的声响，或者是听到其他的声音的响动的时候，他就会被唤醒。
When you are asleep, there is one sense that stays awake.
那么当你 睡着了的时候，从一种角度来说，Could you repeat that?
Sure. When you are asleep, there's one sense that remains awake, and that is the sense of hearing.
Yes, yes. 那么当我们睡着的时候，一个感官是醒觉的，而这个感官呢，就是我们的听力。
By hearing Bhagavad Gita's message, we can wake up to who we really are.
我们通过聆听博家梵歌的讯息，我们就能够去觉醒到，被唤醒，我们到底是谁。
And we can leave behind the dream or the asleep conception of thinking that we are covering of the soul.
当我们被唤醒的时候，我们就会摒弃我们的那种幻梦，认同于覆盖着我们灵魂的这些覆盖物的虚假的认同，虚假的梦境。
Maybe you have had the experience of trying to wake somebody up when they don't want to wake up.
可能你们也许都有过这样的经历，当另外一个人睡着的时候，你把他叫醒，有过这样的经历。
You can't wake them up because they're actually half awake, but they don't want to be fully awake. So they just continue to lie there and don't move.
那么你可能就是在叫醒他的时候，他处在，你不能够一下子把他完全的叫醒，他可能处在那一种半醒半梦的一种状态，然后你会不断的叫醒，摇着他叫醒。
Bhagavad Gita is most effective when there is an eagerness or a yearning to know who we are.
那么当我们非常的渴望呼唤着去了解我们是谁的时候，博家梵歌的效应是最佳的。
Even more important is yearning or eagerness to know who is Krishna, because that way we can also know who we are.
那么也就是说，我们可呼唤着渴望去了解我们是谁，这一渴望是我这是非常重要的，这是非常重要的一个元素。
Like all of you in China, I also grew up not knowing who is Krishna in my childhood.
就像在中国的在中国的奉献者们，大家一开始的时候，在成长的过程当中，我们大家都不知道 Krishna 是谁。同样的，我在美国从小成长的时候，我也不知道 Krishna 是谁。
However, after hearing Bhagavad Gita's message, my life has been dedicated for over 50 years exclusively to Krishna because.He's my eternal spiritual father.
但是在聆听了博家梵歌的讯息之后，在这五十年当中，我一直全心全意的奉献于至尊主 Krishna， 因为 Krishna 是我们最为亲爱的父亲，原始的父亲。
He is my dearmost friend.
因为 Krishna 是我们最亲密的朋友。
He is my best well-wisher.
Krishna 是我们最好的祝愿者，祝福者。
He is very kind.
Krishna 是非常仁慈仁爱的。
So similarly for each of you, you grew up not knowing who is Krishna, and now your lives are more and more progressively dedicated to.Krishna's loving service.
同样的，你们从小长大的时候，从小的时候 在成长的过程当中不知道 Krishna 是谁，但是现在我们非常幸运的逐渐逐渐的啊，去献身到对 Krishna 的奉爱服务当中，越来越深入的处在对 Krishna 的奉爱服务当中。
That is the fruit of this very powerful bhakti process given to us by very compassionate devotees.
这就是我们急着心怀怜悯的奉献者的仁慈，我们通过去了解薄伽啊，通过去了解薄伽梵歌的教导，这就是薄伽聆听薄伽梵歌的教导所结出的丰硕的成果。那就是去从事，这就是通过奉爱服务程序来获得的丰硕的成果。
Bhagavad Gita played a very important role in helping bring us to this position.
所以薄伽梵歌呢，它扮演了这样重要的一个角色，将我们置身于这样的境界当中。
In the world of ISKCON, there has been a 2020 goal to distribute 2 million Bhagavad Gitas in different languages, of course.
在我们 ISKCON, 全世界的 ISKCON, ISKCON 当中，今年2020年派书的目标就是在全世界去派发200万本薄伽梵歌啊，以各种各样的形式呈现出的薄伽梵歌，各种版本的薄伽梵歌，一共要派发200万本。
I'm looking at some of the names of the devotees who are attending this class, and I know that some of you have been very active in seeing the message of Bhagavad Gita is made available to others through distributing books.
我呢也看到了今天在进入房间的聆听讲课的这些奉献者的名字。那么你们大家都在活跃的非常积极的去阅读薄伽梵歌，尤其其他人传递给我们的呈现给我们的薄伽梵歌。
Some of you are learning Bhagavad Gita's message so that you can become the teacher of Bhagavad Gita's message to others. In this way, you'll become very dear to Krishna, he says in the final chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
那么其中的一些奉献者非常的致力于研习薄伽梵歌，并且成为教授薄伽梵歌的老师。如此你们就会成为 Krishna非常非常亲密的人，这是在薄伽梵歌的最后一章的 Krishna 的教导当中呈现出来了。
These are some thoughts I wanted to share with you on the occasion of Gita Jayanti.
这就是在 Gita Jayanti 这样的盛大的节日的期间，我想给大家来分享的内容。
And I thought to leave a good amount of time for questions and answers because this group of devotees likes lots of questions and
Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru 的莲花族，顶拜翻译和所有奉献者。问题一，每次打开神坛和请神像时不会梵文祷文，只念中文可以吗？问题二，儿子已经结婚，现欠银行的债务，如帮助儿子还债可以吗？ Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj,I don't know this question raised by which devotee because just to show the phone number. Hare Krishna, I offer my vote of obeisance to Guru Maharaj's lotus feet. The question one, every time when I open the altar or when I invite the deity to darshan the deity, at that time I can every time I cannot read the Sanskrit of the prayers. I just read the Chinese translation. Is this okay?
Yes.
可以，只练中文是可以的。The question two is that my son was already married, but he had, he invests to the bank. If I pay off the debts for my son, is this okay?
Yes.
你也可以帮你儿子还债。That's all. So, Guru Maharaj, next.
Yes.
The next question from Jamuna Tira Mataji. 深深的顶拜 Guru Maharaj, 中文版的要旨说到了，大概200万零5千年前 Manu 向他的儿子 Ikshvaku 讲述了《薄伽梵歌》，而不是120万年前，不知是怎么回事，感谢 Guru Maharaj. This Yamuna Tirumati's this question is just, it sounds like to clarify one point. Oh yeah, first I offer my deep obeisances to Guru Maharaj. So the Chinese version Bhagavad Gita in the purport of this verse, it said that about 5,000 years ago, Manu imparted Bhagavad Gita to Ikshvaku.
Yes.
Of 1,000,000. Yeah. So, yeah. 是的。在薄伽梵歌的要旨里面说到了是在200万零5千年前 Manu 向他的儿子 Ikshvaku 讲述了薄伽梵歌。好，看看 Mataji 还有其他奉献者还有问题吗？哦耶，有没有其他 Mataji another question， 对于不想被唤醒的人能给予他们 Krishna 知觉吗？有什么好的方法？ So to those people who are not willing to be awakened, and can we give Krishna consciousness to them? Is there any good way to preach, to bring Krishna consciousness to those people who are not willing to be awakened?
Good character is the best method.
就是好的行为举止和品格是在这种好的行为举止和品格是非常棒的，是最佳的方式。
Good prasadam is another very good method.
还有精美的 prasadam， 精美美味的 prasadam 也是另一个非常非常棒的方式。
But supposing you prepare good prasadam and your character is awful, that's not very convincing.
但假如你在去烹饪 prasadam 的时候，但是呢，你的品格却不咋地，好，那么就不会有那么好的说服力了。
Next.
Yes, Maharaj. Next question from 淡然。太阳神 Rivaswan 和苏雅是一个人吗？ So the sun god Rivaswan and the Suya, the two personality actually is a one person.
Yes. Rivaswan is the name, and Suya is the post.
Vivaswan 是这个太阳神的具体的名字，而 Suya 是太阳神的职位名。So, the second question, 使徒传系还能中断，说明传系内部有不纯粹的门徒和咕噜吗？ So, the second question is that the parampara, if parampara,is broken again. So this proves that So this shows that in our Paramparam there still have impure disciples or impure spiritual master.
Could you say the question in a different way? Because I don't understand the question.
Yes, because the question is that if Paramparam will be broken again, so that means in our mind there have the impure disciples or impure spiritual masters in our mind. Because of this reason, so the Paramparam will be broken again.
Let me respond a little differently.
那我以一种不同的方式来回答这个问题。
Dr. Vinod Thakur describes that there are 13 different divisions of deviations from the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and thus, in those cases, the disciplic succession is broken.
Oh. So is it 13 or 30, Guru Maharaj? I just
got 1-3. 1-3.
Yes, Guru Maharaj. Bhaktivinoda Thakur 曾经说到了，有13个这个分支是偏离的分支。
Now because those 13 lines are deviated, doesn't mean that there is not still intact, those are properly following.
那么虽然有这13个偏离了的分支，但并不意味着这门知识没有原本的这门知识没有原本的原汁原味的存在着。
The specific question is, how does that deviation happen? It happens because the teachers deviate from the teachings they received.
那么是什么原因导致了这个分支他们偏离了正道呢？那是因为这个偏离了的分支当中的老师他们没偏离了所传授的这些教导。
What is a practical application point for all of you who are hearing this class?
聆听今天晚上的这节课的目的是什么呢？目标是什么？
The practical application is this. You must be very, very, very careful to receive the knowledge and to pass on that knowledge exactly as you received it.
那我们今天聆听晚上的这节讲课的实际的运用在于什么呢？实际的运用就是我们要非常小心谨慎的去接受我们所聆听到的知识，并且呢，要十分小心翼翼的原汁原味的去传授我们所聆听到的知识。
All of you are either already teachers, or will one day become teachers, and you have a great responsibility to preserve the teachings intact without change.
所以现在已经在教授奉爱科学的、奉爱知识的奉献者们，或者是未来将成为教授奉爱知识的奉献者们，请你们就是我们要特别小心翼翼的去将这门教导原汁原味的、不加任何更改的去学习并加以传授和运用。
You have experience right there in China. Are persons who initially received teachings in our disciplic succession, and after some time they went in a different direction and changed those teachings. Isn't it not the case? That is the case, correct?
那么在国内，在中国，实际上也有这样的情况发生，难道不是吗？ 就是在一开始的时候他将这门知识传授给其他的人，但是呢过了一段时间之后他偏离了这样的教导。难道在国内不是也有这样的事情发生吗？
Just like a branch of a tree, if it's broken from the tree, eventually the branch will wither and not bear leavesOr any kind of sign of life.
就像是一个树枝的枝条断了，跟这个主干离开了，那么它就逐渐逐渐的就会枯萎，不再会长出叶子，最后就没有任何的生命的迹象了。
In a similar manner, that is what happens.To those who deviate from the teachings, so please don't make that mistake.
所以呢，同样的，那些偏离的超然教导的人，他们的下场就是这样。因此呢，我们一定要小心谨慎，不要成为这样的人。
Next.
Yes, Gumaraj. Next question from 吴秀红 Mataji.灵性世界有我的家人等我回家吗？ So this question from Bhaktin 吴秀红。 In the spiritual world, there any my family relatives are waiting there for me to go back to home?
Go back to where?
Spiritual.
You want to know, this devotee wants to know if there are some ancestors in the kingdom of God waiting for them. Is that the question?
Yeah, it sounds like that. Is there any of my family members waiting for me to go back to Godhead in the spiritual world?
I don't know your ancestry, so I can't say.
我也不知道你的祖先的情况，所以呢我不能够确切的回答这个问题。你说的这个家人 Yeah, may I ask this Mataji to clarify what's the meaning of my family member? It refers to the family member in the our Bhakti family or the material family?
No, that's okay. You don't need to ask for that.
Oh, yes, good. Yes.
Next
question from Raja Mataji. 顶拜 Guru Maharaj. 有人问我，在佛教里，只有开悟的人才能悟道。你们有标准吗？如果自己的思想和行为并没有发生实质的转变，去给别人讲，是不是很虚伪呢？ So I offer my obeisances to Guru Maharaj.Somebody asked me this question. In Buddhism, only those people who are enlightened, they can preach to others. So, somebody asked me, do you have in your mind any standard? If one's thoughts or behavior do not have any essential transformation,So, in this situation, to preach to others is very, it's not honest.
That's the statement someone has made to her. She wants to know how to respond to that friend that speaks like this. Is that correct?
Yeah, it sounds like a statement, yes.Yeah, how to answer it? If somebody asks me this question, how to answer it? Response to you.
Okay. The bhakti process is a gradual purification process.
Bhakti 的程序是一个循序渐进的进化的程序。
I may be an imperfect person.
也许我不是一个完美的人物。
But if I speak the words of a perfect person, my speaking is perfect. The person who hears that speaking will be benefited, and I will also be benefited.
但是如果我去讲述完美的人所讲述的、传授的完美的教导，那么不仅聆听到这个完美的教导的人，还有讲述这个完美的教导的人都会从中受益。
As that gradual purification progresses, then the transparency and purity and effectiveness of my speaking will become greater.
那么随着我们在分爱的程序当中不断的循序渐进的得以进化，那么这种我们内心的转变和进化就会越来越多，随着我们不断的内心的转变和不断的获得越来越多的进化，那么我们去传授的这个教导的效应就会越来越强。
Speaking the message of Krishna, who is the supreme perfect person, is part of my purification and becoming qualified to represent him.
去讲述至尊人格首神所传授的完美的教导，这是我这是我从中得到进化，得到内心的转变的过程，从而在这个过程当中我获得去讲授的这种传授的这种资格。
Next.
Yes. This question from Danya Mataji. 尊敬的 Gurudev，请问我特别想传播 Krishna 知觉给别人，但是感觉特别困难，是不是我的努力还不够呢？ My dear and respected Gurudev, I would like to ask you that. Yes, I want to preach Krishna consciousness to others, but I feel that it's difficult for me to do so. Is this my endeavor?Not enough?
Is what not enough?
Effort or effort or endeavor.
What Krishna wants is your sincere effort. So you make your sincere effort and Krishna will accept. That's sufficient.That's good.
你去做出真诚的努力， Krishna 就会去接受。这就足够了，你做出真诚的努力就可以了。
Yes.
Yes, Maharaj. This question from Sachi Sundari Mataji. 顶拜 Guru Maharaj 的莲花族，顶拜翻译。怎样理解薄伽梵歌的精神呢？感恩 Gurudev.So I offer my obeisances to Guru Maharaj's lotus feet. How to understand the essence of Bhagavad Gita? Thank you very much, Gurudev.
Shravanam.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Vishnu Svaranam.
Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu Svaranam. Guru Maharaj, yeah, it's my mistake, translating mistake. How to understand the spirit?Of Bhagavad Gita. Sorry, it's my mistake.
Spirit of Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, yeah, spirit.
But it depends what the person asking the question means by the spirit of Bhagavad Gita. To answer a question, I have to understand what she means by the spirit of Bhagavad Gita.
那么要想就是首先我们要就是了解薄伽梵歌的精神是什么。
To me, the spirit of Bhagavad Gita is bhakti.
薄伽梵歌的精髓或者是精神是 bhakti.
bhakti means two things, practical activity and the mode of making an offering of that practical activity for the pleasure of Krishna.
那 bhakti 的意思是实际的服务，实际的行动，我们去为了取悦 Krishna 而去从事实际的服务，采取实际的行动。
That as the spirit of Bhagavad Gita is quite different from the material consciousness that normally takes charge of our lives.
那么博伽梵歌的关于这个奉爱的这个精髓精神，跟我们在世俗生活当中所了解到的这种世俗的概念是截然不同的。
The normal consciousness is me-centered, my happiness, my success, my enjoyment, and bhakti is all of that goes to Krishna, and we are his servant.
而这种世俗的知觉或世俗的概念就是以我为中心，我的感官享乐，我的成功等等。那么但是在 Bhakti 的这灵性的理念当中，是所有的是以 Krishna 为中心，将一切都奉献于至尊人格首神 Krishna 的服务。
That's my understanding of the spirit of Bhagavad Gita.
这就是我对博伽梵歌的精神的了解，就是了解博伽梵歌的精神的了解。
Next.
Hare Kanda Mataji. Gumaji. So far, no more question.
Okay.
Hare Kanda Mataji, 到目前为止没有其他问题了是吗？
没有了。
哦，没有了。Yes, good night. So far, no more question.
Okay. Well, can we end a little early?
那我们今天就早一点结束吗？亲爱的奉献者们，大家群里的奉献者，就是在腾讯会议里的奉献者们，你们还有什么其他的问题吗？我们还有一刻钟的时间。
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I'm going to sign off now.And get back to chanting japa because it's early morning over here.
因为我在 Oh, Guru Maharaj, Danya has another question. It's okay?
Yeah, one more.
Yeah. Danya Maharaj, 请拜 Gurudev, 请问一下怎样用简短的话来回答别人奉爱瑜伽是什么? Yeah. Guru Maharaj, my question is that how to respond the question?When I was asked that, what is Bhakti Yoga? So how do you answer this question in a very brief way, brief language?
Good way?
Brief.
Basic
brief.
Way?
Brief.
Brief.
Short way, yes.
Engaging our senses in the service of the master of the senses, Krishna, with the mood of offering lovingly and feelingly. That's the essence of bhakti.
那么那就是这样，我们以非常的爱的方式，满怀爱的爱心的这种心态，去将我们的感官
从事于对感官之主 Krishna 的服务，将所有的活动的成果怀着爱心奉奉给他。
One of the best ways to teach others what, in simple terms, what bhakti is to be a good example.
当我们去以这个简短的方式，非常的简短的方式去回答别人提出这个问题的时候，那就是我们要有一，我们要做一个好榜样，这是最简短的一个方法。
Okay, thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai, thank you very much, Guru Maharaj. 非常感谢大家的聆听和提问。Hare Krishna, 感谢大家给我这个服务的机会。